What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And the phone lines are currently closed because I got a bunch of news I need to catch up on here. Turning away from the economic news to immigration, things are getting very, very ugly over in Europe. A victim of this George Soros dream of a one-world government and an ethnically blended human population of worker bees and debt slaves. And they actually believed that they were just going to throw all these disparate cultures together and everybody was going to hug each other and trade wet, sloppy kisses and sing around the campfire, holding hands and singing Kumbaya, toasting marshmallows or something. Story coming out of the Express in Great Britain. Rome is literally on the verge of a war between the refugees and the city's poor as resources begin to be stretched to the breaking point. Now, apparently, over in London, 1,000 Muslims had a rally. They blocked London's streets outside the embassy at Belgrave Square, chanting Aloha Snack Bar or whatever it is that they're chanting there, and demanding a global Islamic caliphate. And I'm sure George Soros looked up and said, they said global? They said global? Count me in? I don't care which way it goes. If it's global, I'm all for it here. Now, Angela Merkel, as you know, has declared she's going to run for another term as chancellor. And she is facing the wrath of the German people who are fed up with the refugee problem. And so in a move to appease the German voters, Angela Merkel is sending home a load of failed asylum seekers to Kabul. Millions have come in. They're sending a bunch of them out. And Merkel's going to say, see, I'm controlling it. I'm keeping it under control. We're being reasonable. Not everybody's being allowed to stay. It's a token gesture. And everybody knows it's a token gesture here. Apparently, the European Union as a whole is starting to fragment over the issue of the Brexit. Apparently, the European Union Parliament is very upset that they're not going to be involved in the negotiations. And members of the European Parliament are threatening to basically start their own Brexit talks with Great Britain, move the process along. And it's basically signaling that Brussels is starting to factionalize and break up, much as Washington, D.C. is. Now, do you remember that Ohio State University attacker, Abdul Razak Ali Artan? And he was allowed into the United States, was given asylum along with his mother and six siblings. It turns out, according to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, that the Department of Homeland Security knew this guy was a possible recruitment target of Islamic terrorists, but said, let him in anyway. Because it's always handy to have a couple of ready-to-go terrorists sitting around the country for the next false flag. You know, these guys don't grow on trees. We have to have some of them on the leash somewhere. Now, do you remember that Egyptian plane crash that happened in June? And Europe was saying mechanical failure, pilot got crazy. Egyptian investigators were saying they thought it was an attack, a possible bombing, or a possible accidental shoot down by nearby military planes. Well, the Egyptian authorities have announced they have found explosive residue on the victims of that crash. So mechanical fault is now off the table here. Something happened. Either it was a terrorist bomb or it was an accidental shoot down, which does happen a lot. Back when TWA 800 was accidentally shot down in a test of the Navy's Aegis CEC system, I went out and I did some research. And the United Nations at that time acknowledged 25 accidental shootdowns of commercial airliners by the world's military, most of which were and are still classified. Some are acknowledged. Obviously, when the USS Vincennes shot down the Iranian Airbus in front, in full view of everybody, that one was kind of hard to cover up. But there was the Atavia DC-9, the Aer Lingus shoot down. It could be that Malaysian Airlines 370 was the victim of a shoot down, according to statements made by oil workers who were right underneath where it exploded. And, of course, TWA 800 itself. Now then, we're going to go ahead and open the lines. Let a few more callers in here. And in the world of computers and science and everything, 3D printing is really taking off, and it's been demonized by the gun grabbers because you can now spit out gun parts outside the control of the government. We're going to take a break here. To do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about computers and computer technology and 3D printers. And the 3D printers are increasing in capability and coming down in price. More and more people are getting them for home use, for art projects, for gun manufacturing, and other things. And there is a new consumer-level 3D printer coming from a German startup called Next Dynamic, and the product is called the Next D1. This is a multicolor, multi-material 3D printer, and it can work in metals and in a conductive resin, and can literally make printed circuit boards that work. That is so cool. Because when I was a kid and first getting into electronics, I would make my own printed circuit boards. And it's messy and smelly and it's acid and all the rest of it. Just being able to spit one out would be absolutely amazing. And in that far off future, when I actually have money and a lot of free time on my hands, I'd love to play with a 3D printer and take some of these things I've made in the computer animation software and turn them into real objects. Actually, I'm going to make little dolls of Claire and leave them all over the place. Anyway, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the Senate has now followed the House in passing a bill called the 21st Century Cures Act. And it provides funds for liberally favored medical research. But the real impact is somewhere else, because it is basically eroding some of the safety mechanisms involved in the development and testing and selling of pharmaceuticals. They're reconfiguring the drug regulatory process, lowering the standards for the approval of drugs, and this act allows drug firms to rely on much flimsier forms of evidence for approval of their therapies. I mean, it's already bad enough as it is. And Congress is basically telling the big pharmaceuticals, we trust you. It's just whatever you've got in there. Go ahead and put that stuff in there. There's been another major breach over at Yahoo. Apparently, earlier this year, hackers stole details from more than a billion user accounts, including names, addresses, phone numbers, weekly hashed passwords. And apparently the hackers were in there going all the way back to 2013, and they've only just now been discovered. This is separate from the breach that was announced in September. And I even got an email, because I have a Yahoo account, which I never use. But they said, you have to change your password. Things are out there. Really? Since 2013. Where's the NSA? Aren't they being paid all of these huge sums of money to stop this kind of thing? To stop the ransomware writers? Is the NSA really this gigantic waste of taxpayer money? They're certainly not stopping the Tantrum Squad from hitting my server, which they're doing right now as we speak. And that's policy. I'll share a little story with you. Some years back, when we first moved here to Hawaii, and I had an earlier version of this website up, and we were being hacked Somebody in Canada was trying to break into the server and trying to plant things on the server that would get me into trouble. And being a good little American, I contacted the FBI and I said, I'm the victim of a cybercrime. It was big news back then. Cybercrime, we've got to get ahead of it. And they failed doing that. And I was told by the FBI agent that took my report off the record, and I'm not going to name names, so don't ask, but this FBI agent was very forthcoming, told me off the record that the U.S. attorney had sent out instructions that cyber attacks on Truth Movement, Patriot Movement websites were not to be investigated. You're on your own. So that's kind of what's going on with there. This story, this next story is just so bizarre. The other day I was talking about how, you know, computers are cool, computers are fun, they can be very, very useful. We don't need to have them in everything. I have a big computer set up here. The rest of my lifestyle is getting decidedly Luddite. I don't want computers in everything. I don't want the Internet of Things. Every time they come out with a new gizmo, it's immediately hacked and turned into a botnet. And apparently there is a company that has put out, how shall I put this delicately and politely, an adult sex toy that has an embedded computer and a Bluetooth link so that you can control this device from your smartphone or your tablet, or your partner can turn it on from a short distance away, like when you're out at dinner and he just wants to get the reaction or something. That's a little out there. Now, here's the problem, because they've been radio controlled these things for years and everything. Here's the problem. Apparently, at the DEF CON hacker conference in Las Vegas, it was demonstrated that this device was sending back to the manufacturer information about how and when it was being used. And we don't know exactly what that information was being used for, obviously marketing. But I think that's a little tacky. I think that is very, very tacky indeed. All right, so let's talk about human-caused global warming. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Up in Chicago, they are being hit by intense, intense cold. They're getting all these blasts coming down from the Arctic, all over Canada, all over the northern U.S. They're setting all-time cold temperature records. We're still a few days away from the official start of winter, and they are seeing those temperatures 30 degrees below normal for this time of year. Now, the carbon Nazis are still out there screaming, well, the Arctic cold has traded places with the human-caused global warming, and the human-caused global warming is up in the Arctic, and if you could get to the North Pole, which we know you can't, to verify for yourself what we're saying, you could walk around in your Bermuda shorts and, you know, your suntan oil, and everything would just be absolutely wonderful. And that's their current spin on this. But at this point, it's becoming very, very obvious, you know, that the global warming hoax was just exactly that. And they're still out there trying to push the idea that humans are warming the earth and they've got to tax carbon. And they try and pull back, and instead of global warming, they're saying climate change, but they run into a little bit of a problem. Because once they acknowledge the earth is cooling, then it doesn't make any sense to tax carbon, does it? Because if Al Gore was correct and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere warms the planet, we need that if we're going into a new little ice age and a Maunder minimum. Now, NASA's already discovered that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere does not, in fact, behave like the glass pane in a greenhouse. That, in fact, carbon dioxide is an atmospheric coolant. Water vapor is the biggest greenhouse gas up there, but you're not going to get people to pay a cloud tax. Methane is 10 times as potent a greenhouse gas as even Al Gore thought carbon dioxide was. But most methane comes from bovine flatulence, deep crust microbes, and termites that are life forms far too intelligent to listen to anything any American politician has to say. So that didn't work on Al. So how do they justify imposing a carbon tax on you if the snow and ice is pouring on down? They have to go back on out and say global warming is real. You're not seeing it in front of you, but take our word for it. It's all the around the rest of the world, and they've got scorching temperatures and all these other places you can never get to and verify for yourself. Back in 2000, they were saying snowfalls are a thing of the past. And we've had several record-setting winters since then. Remember 2009? That was a good one. The UK Met Office came on out in autumn and predicted a snow-free winter for Great Britain due to human-caused global warming, and Britain just got socked with snow and ice. It was totally white. Looking at it from space, it was like you were looking at a globe where somebody had just painted all of Great Britain in white. It was that solid. And so the carbon Nazis have got a bit of a problem. You have all those who invested in green projects who are losing money. In fact, we just had another one come through here. Let me skip on down here. Where is it? SunPower Solar is having to lay off 2,500 employees. All of the corporate media that got on board this hoax are realizing that it is another nail in the coffin of their credibility. All these so-called science channels on TV bought into it. Now they're trying to figure out how they can get out of it and maintain some semblance of their former reputations. Human-caused global warming is turning out to be one of the biggest scientific hoaxes of the age. And everybody who got caught up in it, was part of it, are struggling to keep their reputations, let alone their funding, to keep this thing going. And isn't it amazing, after all these years of record-setting winters, they still can't bring themselves to say, maybe we were wrong, because it was always political. It was never science. If it had been genuine science, when the world started cooling, they would have said, oh, we're going into a cooling phase. Problem solved. Let's go find something else to research. The dead giveaway is anytime somebody says the word consensus. Because consensus is not science, and science is not consensus. Consensus is a political word. It means we've bought and bribed and blackmailed enough people to nod their heads in agreement with us that you should believe what we're telling you. Because they're all wearing white laboratory coats, and they have gold things hanging on the walls. And that's why you should pay attention to them. And anybody who's out there still clinging to the belief that it's impossible to have a wide-ranging conspiracy to defraud ordinary people, human-caused global warming is the perfect textbook example. It involved the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It involved NASA. It involved NOAA, the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, Penn State, New Zealand Meteorological Bureau, the UK Met Office, Discovery Channel, National Geographic. They were all on board of this, and it never stood up. How did National Geographic respond to the cooling Earth? Last year they ran an article, "Why don't people believe scientists?" Well, you're not supposed to believe science. It's not a religion. It's not a belief system. It's the real world. And the real world has not matched all those global warming, the predictions. I mean, even economists don't miss it as badly as all those scientists claiming that the Earth was getting warmer. We've got to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We got about a half hour to go here. And, of course, what follows my show is John Stadmiller and his program. And he wanted me to share with you, you're probably going to want to, don't touch that dial, just stay tuned in, because Gerald Celente of Trends Research Institute is going to be John Stadmiller's guest for the first half hour of the program, talking about Donald Trump and what we're going to be seeing with him after January 20th. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that one here. Let's grab ourselves a phone call. Mike in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Michael. Was that Hank Williams Sr. that's singing that song you played in the intro?
No, that's the one about, I wasn't even paying attention to the music there, but I think it's, that's the one about, his name is Jeremiah something. If you go to the website for the radio show, which is wrhradio.com, you will find down, partway down the page, there's a player that has all of the bump music for the show. And it's got all the information about where the bump music came from, and all the artists, the original recording artists, and those who gave us permission to let us use the music.
Okay, that old song kind of sounds like Hank Williams Sr., but you have an email address on your website. I've been trying to reach out to you, and I didn't know if there was an option on your website for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, up at the top, right underneath the green banner, it says email WRH. And you can just click that, and it will open up your mail client, and you can send me an email.
Okay. Well, you're talking about websites being hacked. Well, my website was shut down today, and I contacted the company that's managing the domain, and they said, well, you know, we sent you an email a month ago, and we're moving it over to another, quote, platform, and because of that, it's going to take 2 weeks to format it. So,
boy, that's kind of weird. I don't know who your ISP is. I mean, my server gets upgraded on a pretty regular basis, but the transition is overnight. The website is down for maybe 2 hours while they do it. So I don't know who your ISP is, but you might want to consider trading up.
Yeah. The reason I call is that invariably most people that refer to what we're dealing with as a government, a corrupt government, in reality it's a corporation posing as government. And there's a show that comes on Saturday night, and the host, Al Whitley, was on Tuesday night for John Stantmiller. And on her website, anticorruptionsociety.com, she has a tab called Lawfully Yours, and explains what's going on. And part of that is that it references the Clearfield Doctrine, which was a Clearfield Trust lawsuit. And in that, the Supreme Court admitted that the United States government is a corporation, and that when a government becomes a corporation, it lays down its sovereignty and becomes no different than a simple person. And therefore, it cannot be a government. It is a corporation posing as government. And no different, in my view, than a burglar kicking in your door and coming in and trying to steal your stuff and rape your wife. You've got every right to, you know, pick up the baseball bat and go to town. And it's, you know, even if the burglar comes in and says, I'm the government, you're still a crook. And what I see extorting everybody in this country via the tax system and you name it, the guys with the blue lights and the black uniforms and the guns pulling you over trying to engage in commerce on the side of the road, it's a corporation posing as government from top to bottom. And in this country's foundation, there was no room for corporations. It was actually forbidden. The same with people with titles nobility. They couldn't hold office because their loyalty was to somebody else, not us. Corporations' loyalty is to the corporation making a profit, not us. Therein lies the problem. So I think it's high time that, you know, we get back on the page of just scrapping what's going on, eliminating it, and starting back over with a self-governing republic, which is what we originally had. Commerce can still go on. People can still buy and sell and trade. It's just we don't have the robber barons raping us and stealing us blind and putting us in the prisons for crimes against the state.
Well, you know, there's an I'll tell you what. We're going to have to take a commercial break. Hang on to the phone. I'm going to come right back to you after these words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're having a little conversation with a caller about how supposedly the courts have acknowledged that the U.S. government isn't a sovereign institution anymore, but in fact a full corporation. Now, the first thing that occurs to me when I hear that is if, in fact, the United States government is a for-profit corporation, then it has lost all sovereign immunity. And we, the people, have a right to sue this corporation as we would sue any other corporation for breach of contract, failure to perform, failure to deliver. So, hey, that's going to make the lawyers all happy.
Well, the problem is, Michael, that the courts are part of that corporation. So until we restore a constitutional court, and since, what is it, the 38th that they've applied all statute law and all the constitutions shelved. Since they brought in the statute law. So we don't even have a constitution anymore. The courts are all statutory, which is corporate policy. This company that canned my website is called web.com. And now there is a way that my website can be seen. It's mp4ce.samsbiz.com, which is what I originally created it under some 10, 12 years ago.
Okay, well, that sounds to me like your server is actually up and running, and that's a configuration problem with the second domain name. Anyway, the thing to keep in mind here, I understand that we may be heading to a Soviet Union-style collapse of the U.S. government, and we're going to have to start all over from scratch, and we're going to have some ironclad rules going on in, no more private central banking. Believe it or not, when the United States was first formed, there was actually a ban on lawyers serving in the federal government. And I think that might be a good one to have either, because Congress is certainly not a representative body of the American people. It's filled with lawyers and inherited wealth and a bunch of people who behave, even today, like a bunch of high school socias. Remember the high school clique, the kids whose parents had all the money and they got away with everything. And, you know, that's they grew up and got into the government, and they're just as childish, only now they've got nuclear weapons.
The original 13th Amendment forbid titles of nobility holders to hold any office. And in this country, you couldn't have a corporation. Corporations were rejected because you got to be a live human being with flesh and skin in the fight. And a corporation basically is a fiction on paper. So going back to that would eliminate a lot of problems.
Abraham Lincoln had some very strong words about that as well, because the idea of having a business attached to a flesh and blood human being is it limited how much wealth that business could acquire. And then on the death of the person and the dissolution of the business, the money got pumped back into the society. Corporations are effectively immortal, and they accumulate wealth over time until that sheer weight of that wealth becomes a threat to the republic itself. And that was the point that Lincoln was trying to make. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go. We got another caller I want to get to, and I got some news I need to report on. So let's switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there? Tom, are you there? Okay, I'm hearing something that sounds like a tin can and a string. Tom, can you try and call back in, because I can't understand what you're saying? Okay, all right, there we are. Now then, we are hearing a very alarming bit of news. And this was reported over at Investment Watch blog. And basically, the government of Japan and TEPCO have very quietly acknowledged something that was kind of obvious for a while now. They're basically losing the Battle of Fukushima. The meltdowns underneath those ruined reactors are out of control. There's no amount of cooling that's going to shut it down. There's spontaneous fission taking place down there in the ground, and they don't know what's going to happen. What's really amazing is Akira Kurosawa, who's a very famous Japanese filmmaker, did this surrealist collection of stories at one point, one of which was how Japan had been devastated by a meltdown of a nuclear reactor, which triggered a volcano. And, you know, it's kind of weird art mimicking life. But we've known all along, like everything else, governments, corporations lie. They don't want you to know what's going on. I remember that big whopper that they told when there was that gigantic explosion from one of the reactor buildings and this cloud shot way up in the sky. And that was about the same time they said the radioactive levels were just sky high. And then 24 hours later, they said, oh, we made a mistake on the calculator. It's not that radioactive. And that was just a steam explosion. Okay. And the problem I had with that was twofold. First of all, the water that would be in a steam explosion is itself radioactive. That's what's in the primary cooling loop of that style reactor. Second of all, when you have a steam explosion, it means hydrogen is combining with oxygen to produce the steam. Steam is white. Should look like a cloud. The cloud that came out of the reactor was this pale, sickly yellow-green, which is the same color as the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. So we knew they were lying about that, and then they got Ann Coulter to come on out and say, you know, a little radiation's actually good for you. And I think at this point, a lot of people are waking up to the realization that it isn't just occasionally that we're being lied to by the governments, by the corporations, by the corporate media. It's constant and never ending. If you are depending on government spokespeople, the commercial news networks and media, then you are absolutely deaf, dumb, and blind in terms of what's really going on in the world. You are fed lies from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. This medication is safe. This is good for you. You should love the politicians. This war is necessary, just, and moral. Humans are warming the earth. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Assad has sarin gas. On and on and on and on and on. And people are waking up to that. And that's another reason they're in such a panic. They're trying to reassert control, declare the independent media treasonous. That's actually in the current iteration of the National Defense Authorization Act. The independent media can be investigated for treason, because reporting a point of view different from the government is now considered treason. That's how scared they are. And my opinion continues to be that the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it, which is exactly what's going on right now. All right, looks like we got Tom in Florida back. Tom, are you there?
Good afternoon, Michael. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you much better now. What's going on?
No, yeah, I just want to bring up the fact that on the media was talking today that Comey told Trump that the Russians did not hack the election. And what the homie is telling them this, and then you have these liberal demorats screaming their heads off. They're crying like babies and saying that Trump did this with the Russians and all that. But let me ask you, did you see the interview yesterday with Cavuto and Pelosi's daughter?
Boy, oh yeah, I mean we got the tape on the front there, and basically Cavuto nailed her and said this is all just a political job to convince the GOP electors to vote for Hillary Clinton, and it's failing miserably because the GOP leadership has been contacting the GOP electors and they're all saying absolutely not, we don't care about the death threats, we're going to do our duty as it was delegated to us to do. So, like I said, Hillary needs 41 Trump electors to defect. She's not going to get that. And she doesn't have enough even to throw the election into the House of Representatives, which is why I'm very, very concerned about Trump's physical safety between now and next Tuesday morning. And frankly, if I were in charge of his security, I would have Trump locked up in a vault someplace with plenty of food and air supply and comfort and TV and everything, and not let him out until Tuesday morning, because these people are desperate. We've got a group of people who are steeped in drug money corruption, and they all understand that when it starts to unravel under a Trump presidency, it's all going to unravel, and a lot of people are going to be going to jail. And
Michael?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The sheeples, there's so many sheeple in this country now, it's disgusting. They're mindless sheeples, I call them. And, you know, I want to get back to this guy Gruber. You remember Gruber told him about the health care thing? These people are so dumb, they don't even know what's in it. And Pelosi's an old lady saying, you're going to have to read it to know what's in it. And you got this Gruber. I was wondering if Trump is going to have this guy arrested, Gruber, for trying to mislead the American public for what he did with this Obamacare.
Here's the problem, okay? If ordinary Americans lie, it can result in legal repercussions. If you lie under oath, you can go to jail. If you tell a lie about somebody, you can be sued for slander or libel or defamation. But politicians have been taking the position for years that political lies are protected free speech under the First Amendment, which is kind of bizarre because the First Amendment exists to protect the truth, not to protect the liars. We've talked before about that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, which established there is no law requiring the corporate media to tell the American people the truth, that the management of corporate media can order their prostitutes and correspondents to lie to the public, and if the prostitutes and correspondents refuse to lie, they can be fired legally for refusing to lie to the public. And that tells you all you really need to know about the corporate media. The system is set up so that we have to be truthful and they're allowed to lie with impunity. Now, of course, we've taken that away from them. And the number of people who are still sheeple is a very small minority, 6% of the population, as of the last time we checked the numbers on that. So, you know, people are waking up. Zbigniew Brzezinski described it as the global political awakening. Of course, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. They wanted us all to stay asleep and believe what the corporate media was telling us and trust our government that they were doing the very best thing for us, when basically government's job is to set us all up to be looted by this or that corporation for the few pennies still remaining in our pockets.
Michael, one more thing I want to bring to your attention. This Muslim girl in New York that's claiming it, three white men that were Trump supporters screaming all kinds of Trump hate at her, she has admitted she's lying. But the fact of the matter is that she did that, she should be getting the same punishment that, three guys did assault her that they would be getting. The assault that she's done on the white males in this country is disgusting. And let me tell you, Michael, what's happening here is why that's another reason we shouldn't be bringing these Muslims in here, because they're going to be always screaming this and that about, oh, white
men. Well, hold
are,
it, hold it, hold it, hold what? It, hold it. First of all, it's not just the Muslims who do this. We've seen all these so-called anti-Semitic hate crimes. There was that student up at Georgetown University was caught painting swastikas on her own door. This kind of stuff goes on all the time to play for sympathy and get media
Anna
attention
Pauly.
For your agenda. Now, this Muslim girl in New York did get arrested for filing a false police report. Apparently, she spent a little time in jail. And it's a minor charge, and she'll be out with a wrist slap. But it's not like she just walked away from this hoax without any consequences going on. Behind all of this is the fact that our nation has lost its moral compass from the lust of this ink and paper stuff to keep the bankers happy, and the fact that when all hierarchical structures inherit the morality of those at the very top. And we've had 30 years of a corrupt criminal government, and we shouldn't be surprised that as a result, we are living in a corrupted criminal society.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Michael. I don't know what else to say. I just think that they should, after they arrested her, they should actually really arrest George Soros for what he's doing to the United States. Soros. Excuse me.
Yeah, Soros is a major, major problem, and it's proof. Soros to me right now is the prime justification for socialism because he illustrates what people with way too much money are capable of doing. Soros is not an elected official. He's not part of our government legally, and yet he's meddling and tinkering all over the place. And I wish these same people who are screaming over an imagined interference in the U.S. by Russia would take a look at just how much interference Soros has been behind. Black Lives Matter, all this stuff, the refugees. He's one of these people who thinks having that kind of money gives him a right to play God, to treat the planet Earth and all of its people like personal toys. Bill Gates is another one. He's out there with his money pushing mandatory sterilization by vaccine. These people were not chosen to be our rulers and our leaders. They simply have enough money to buy whatever it is they want. And that, of course, is also a problem with our current political leadership, going on back to that CIA gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas 30 years ago.
I agree, Michael. One of them is Goldfinger, the other one's Stinky Finger. That's all I can tell you. And, you know, all I can say is, you know, we got Trump in there now, and I pray for the best. And I think he's going to do a great job. And, you know, I think the country's going to turn around a little bit, if anything.
Well, we have a chance.
Going in the right direction.
We have a chance to turn this country around without having to go through a collapse or a civil war and a revolution, and I'm willing to roll the dice that we can pull that off.
I agree, Mike.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. What George Soros reminds me of, and I've mentioned this before, there was a movie way, way back called The Billion Dollar Brain. It starred Michael Caine. And it was sort of a follow-on to a franchise called the Ipcris File movies. And the storyline was basically this billionaire, who was played in the movie by Ed Begley, who was using his money to start World War III with the Russians, just because he had enough money to do it. And Soros is the real-life version of that character. I've got enough money to just do whatever I want with the world, therefore I have the right to do that. And that is definitely wrong. I did not vote for Soros to be in charge of my life. I did not vote for Bill Gates to be in charge of my medical care and vaccines. And there has to be some controls. And one of the controls, of course, is a tax policy that instead of forcing the money upward to the ultra-rich, recycles it back down to the lower levels of the economy so the system can keep on ticking. That's what we really, really need. Right now, we're living under economic fascism. And it seems like there's this push to create a global fascist economic dictatorship. That's what the New World Order is really all about. A global fascist economic dictatorship. And we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And a reminder that Gerald Celente is going to be John Stadmiller's guest for the first half hour of John's program, which is following immediately. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. They're going to be talking about Donald Trump here. I'm looking at a story here right now where apparently the corporate media is now putting on out that Russia was behind the Pizzagate scandal. And Russia is trying to plant child porn on the computers of America's politicians like, you know, poor old Anthony Weiner and all the... I mean, talk about jumping the shark here. And in the latest embarrassment, the New York Times ran an editorial called Truth and Lies in the Age of Trump, which was out there saying that the corporate media is good and Donald Trump and his supporters are all liars. And right in the middle of this editorial was a fake news story claiming that Alec Baldwin has died at age 58, which I think he's still with us. I'm going to double check, but I think he's still with us. The European Union has now extended their sanctions against Russia amid the threat from Ukraine. I'm waiting for Hillary to come on out and say that these new 15,000 never-seen-before emails from Huma Abedin's laptop were put there by the Russians. They really are in thrash mode on this here. A little bit of good news from South Korea, and this has to do with energy production. Now, we all understand that fission nuclear power based on uranium is very dangerous. It's very toxic. They can't deal with the waste. There is a type of fission reaction involving thorium that's considerably cleaner and safer, but it doesn't make bomb stuff, which is why it's never been pursued in this country. But behind all of that has been what is called the holy grail of nuclear power, and that is controlled fusion, which is what powers the sun. And it promises vast amounts of energy without the waste disposal problem that you have with uranium fission reactors. It can't explode or melt down. If anything goes wrong, it simply stops working completely. A lot of countries are working on hot fusion as opposed to the cold fusion. And South Korea has set a new record with their research reactor sustaining a plasma for more than a minute. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but in what's called the tokamak-style fusion reactor, the fusion takes place inside that plasma so that they can contain the energy, not have it melt down the outside, and being able to maintain that plasma and fusion continuously is essential to continuous production of energy. And up until recently, plasma formation has been clocked in microseconds or seconds. And this was more than a minute, and that means they're on the track to solving the problem of keeping a plasma stable operating over long periods of time, and that is going to seriously change the energy market entirely. Fusion-powered electricity is going to be very inexpensive. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller and Gerald Celente. We'll be back here tomorrow, Friday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and the lovely Lady Claire will be with us. So have a good evening. Aloha, America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.